Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or good night, wherever you may be. Welcome to yet another fantabulous episode of the Flowy Talks podcast. With me, your host, Michael.
Co-host C.
And I, the one and only, Vader.
Most excellent, most excellent. We've actually nailed this intro nicely today.
It's called progress, yeah?
Yes.
It's good progress. I hope you're all keeping well.
We are. I am.
Anything exciting over the weekend?
Graduation weekend.
You graduated?
No, my cousin graduated.
I was like, then I really don't know you.
Yeah.
People's cousins were graduating last week.
Yeah, so now we just call him engineer in the house.
USIU?
No, UON.
Oh, there were a couple of unis. I only know of USIU that was graduating.
And so UON was?
I didn't know anyone was graduating.
I didn't know which uni was graduating. I just knew there were graduation ceremonies. So, yeah. So you have an engineer in the house, huh?
Yeah, we do.
Most excellent, most excellent. Vida, anything cool? And stop recording us.
I'm not recording yet.
Okay.
Instagram manenos.
I'm looking for content as we go. You know what I mean?
All right. Mm. Yeah. You've been good?
I have been fantabulous.
Most excellent.
Have you been all right?
Yeah.
How's your new hobby, horse riding?
Wait.
Tony has set me up to fail there. I don't know where he's going
Do
with
tell.
That. You know, I don't know where he's going with that. But all I can say is no comment, apart from the fact that I cannot remember the last time I
Were
went
you able
riding.
To mount yourself?
Again,
by yourself.
Again, I do not recall the last time I went horse riding, but it has not been. It was not this year. I can tell you for a fact. So, yes. Like I said, I don't know where Tony is going, but that's all I have to say on the matter.
All right, so what do we have on today?
For news? Well, just... hold on. Rats. Let me find my news. Someone has just pointed out that I need to start with the harmonica, so hold up. On to the news. This is just an interesting fact which will make up the game of percentages we're playing in the news today, and that is credential stuffing accounts for 34% of all login attempts. So credential stuffing is, you know how you might have a Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn account? Mm-hmm. You likely may use the same username password combo, whether it's your email address or phone number that's used and password. So in the case that one, the credentials for one account are leaked, then a hacker may attempt to
access the rest.
Yes. So that's credential stuffing. So 34% of overall authentication traffic, in other words, 34% of all login attempts are based on leaked information.
34%. That's a lot.
But take care. Use different passwords, even if it's using a one at the end of, or two at the end of each nini. But yes, that's it from me.
Speaking of percentages,
mm-hmm.
I have an interesting fact. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure this will blow your mind if you've never heard about it. So we're in a civilization where the internet is a predominant force in our lives. Mm-hmm. You know, we are tweeting, we're Instagramming, you're listening to us via the internet.
Internet.
Powered by the internet.
Internet.
Yes. But guess what?
Internet.
You would assume that 80% and above of internet traffic is generated by humans.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd be very wrong.
How wrong?
38.5% right. if you guessed that.
Well, no. Technically, you'd be closer to 50%, because if your guess is 80%, then you'd be 50%.
Okay, good mathematician, yes. Good for you. But yes,
what?
Yes, what? You would be actually 62% wrong.
So yeah, who generates this traffic? Number.
So humans actually generate 38.5% of internet traffic. Well, the rest, I think 61 point something,
mm-hmm.
is by bots and hacking tools and many other things that are automated on the internet.
Mm.
Isn't that like Like, what do you mean we humans are not the ones consuming?
So what you're saying is that Elon Musk may be onto something with his Twitter shenanigans.
I think so.
What has he been saying on Twitter?
Oh no, his whole reason for backing out of the Twitter thing was bots. Twitter inaccurately reported the number of bots on Twitter. So maybe he was onto something.
He knows he probably maybe something not. We don't know.
Not really. Honestly, I wouldn't guess. Honestly, I wouldn't credit him with that much. But anyway, it's fine. It's fine.
On to my news. TikTok.
TikTok.
Yes, TikTok. TikTok. Yeah, TikTok.
Not Kesha.
No.
Okay.
Maybe find 27. Oh my God,
is that where TikTok got their name from?
Doubt it.
We don't know. We never know. They may be fined 27 million pounds. The one that looks like an E and then...
Yes.
Yes, that's the pound. That's pound.
Yeah. For failing to protect children on their app.
Go on.
So there were... this is according to the UK Information Commissioner Office. They found there was a breach of data.
Mm-hmm.
And the under 13s were shown inappropriate content.
Inappropriate content?
Inappropriate content.
Yes, I was like, what?
Inappropriate. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
Wait, I'm curious. What's the TikTok like? You need to be X number of years before you sign up. Is there anything like that?
There probably is somewhere, but I don't
know. In the fine print?
Probably. I don't know. But because it's like, I think WhatsApp.
Where you 27 million pounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of money. But probably peanuts based on what they earn. I don't know. I might be wrong. I might be. But that's a lot of money.
Yeah. But speaking of TikTok, it reminds me something that they might be doing.
Mm-hmm.
And that is going after Google. I would say Google per se or YouTube per se. And that is to do with advertisements.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think they're going to be rolling out some test features around advertising. And based on what I'm hearing, I think it's something called Nearby. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, thank you. You know how on Google Maps or Google you can search restaurants nearby me and something like that?
Mm-hmm.
So they'll be doing something similar.
Mm.
But now it's going to show, like, since TikTok is like a platform content compared to like Google Maps or Google Places,
mm-hmm.
this one shows you, let's say, if you go to the Nearby section, you see businesses or restaurants, TikToks that are nearby you at that time. And I find that pretty interesting. So let's see how that plays out.
Sorry. That was supposed to stay in my head.
But yeah, watch out, Google. But I wouldn't say TikTok is very business-centric right now.
Yeah, right now.
Right now. YouTube never has been, and now it's quite business-centric. So you never know.
You never know. That's it for your news?
Yes.
That is it for my news.
In that case, we can harmonica into the next section and hold up.
Do you know what I'm curious to see?
What?
By like episode 100,
yes.
Uh-huh. If the tune that you make when playing the harmonica remains
it will be the same.
Do you know what I mean?
Consistency. Will it be constant?
I don't know. I can't say for sure. We'll see. We'll see. I might get a different harmonica.
And then it would be nice if we did like a collage of Michael's harmonica plays over time. Looking for the changes.
We shall see. But on to today's topic.
Right.
And we shall start off with a question to the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
Is eSIM coming for your phone? Or coming to your phone? Yes, no. I just want one word answers. Is eSIM coming for your phone? Yes, no.
Coming to my phone?
Or coming okay. Coming to your phone for the physical SIM.
Mine already has eSIM support.
Okay.
So that's why it's hard to say yes or no.
Okay. It's fine. Okay, yes, no, maybe. I don't know. Also works.
Already has.
Okay. Uh-huh. Sawa, that's your answer.
When I upgrade, yes.
Hey, people are talking about upgrades. Wow. All right. Anyway, today's topic is an interesting thing. And you may have guessed it. It's based on?
eSIM.
There we go. And the reason for that is really quite simple. So a couple of episodes back, we did a reaction episode to Apple's Far Out event. Also, as a point of interest, Techtober is coming up, Tony.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And Techtober means events. So
another Apple event and many other events.
We'll see how that pans out. Anyway, so during this event, Apple released the iPhone 14 series. So the iPhone 14, iPhone 14 Plus, iPhone 14 Pro, and iPhone 14 Pro Max. Hey, I remembered all of them.
Good job.
Wow.
Anyway, the 14 series of phones in the US will be eSIM only. In other words, there is no physical SIM slot. And because all other phone manufacturers do not have a brain, I can guarantee you that eSIM, that phones will be coming without eSIM, I mean without the physical SIM slot. So, why not talk eSIM? That is the background. That's the context. Now you're in the know. I'm not Linda Nyangweso.
I was so waiting for that.
I am not. Do not steal her brand. I am not. Mm-hmm. I am not her. She is not me. Anyway, so yes. And you know, it's interesting because it's something we never really think about. SIM. You know, it's just that thing you.
It's one of those texts that are so good that you never think about them.
It's just there. And it's convenient.
You know, it just works. So, you know, since we're talking eSIM, we will need to go back to where it all began. And where it all began is?
Where did it begin?
It began with a SIM. So for starters, eSIM stands for Embedded SIM.
Not electronic SIM.
That feels like a cop-out. But anyway, so Embedded SIM. And SIM is Subscriber Identity Module.
Ooh, fancy.
That's why it's always in caps, in case you didn't know. So SIM, not SIM.
Or a SIMP.
Or that.
So yes, so eSIM stands for Embedded SIM. So in order to understand what an eSIM is, we have to go back to the SIM. And this is an interesting thing I found. So a SIM is an integrated circuit that is intended to store the International Mobile Subscriber Identity Number, or IMSI number. And the SIM card, the physical SIM card, not the eSIM, this is where things get technical and boring, but it is a universal, or technically it's a universal integrated circuit card, which is a PVC card that consists of, and this is the part that gets me, a CPU, ROM, RAM, EEPROM, and input-output circuits.
That's a lot of things in that.
That's a small thing. But then,
if you think about it, it's not doing a lot of things.
It's not.
It's just storing a few bytes of data.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And to be honest, 1 TB comes in a smaller version than that. But then it doesn't have the processing power. That's the difference.
That is very true. It's, as you said, it's one of those things that you don't really think about, because it's just this card that you have a SIM slot. Or you remove your battery if your phone has a removable battery, place it under, and you're good to go.
Speaking of which one is your favorite SIM position design so far? Of all the ones that you've seen, behind the battery.
Yeah, behind the battery.
Hidden.
Mine is behind the battery simply because it means there's a removable battery. That's all. That is all. But the side mounted is actually really good.
I would go for the side mount.
It's really good simply because it means you don't have to.
It's less tedious. You tamper with your phone less.
Yes, but mine was more that you don't have to power off the phone. That was my reasoning. That was my reasoning. Otherwise, it's less convenient because you need to look for an earring or a pin or something.
I mean, they do give you a pin out of the box.
Yeah, but do you walk around with yours?
I used to until I lost it.
Yeah, there we go. Mm. There we go. You know what wouldn't have that problem?
A removable bag.
Yeah.
But there we go. There's so much work.
There we go. There we go. There. It's fine. It's fine. Just know. You just know. As you don't need to worry about losing something if you don't need it.
Exactly.
Boom. Skia.
For somebody who's been losing.
Yeah. For
oh, you want to go there?
For someone who's been losing.
You want to go there, madam?
For someone who's been losing things right, left, and center. Sure, that sure. is, but you know, it's interesting. You've brought out the fact that the sim is like a small thing, but you know, it wasn't always that way.
How big has it been? The first edition.
Think credit card size.
No way.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's monstrous.
It is for something so simple.
So where would it fit in the phone?
A bulky phone.
In a bulky phone. Although, you know, think about it. Does any of you have a credit card nearby?
No, but I'm sure we can all picture a credit card.
Someone, throw me a credit card, please. I will not take a photo. Don't worry.
Guys,
just
get your notepads out.
just toss
we'll
me.
Read out the CVC.
just and the number.
Date. You don't need to toss me. Hold on. Okay, so the CVC is useless, but anyway. So this is look at it in comparison to the
modern
phone.
Modern smartphone.
Yeah, it's video right here. You can see it. Right? Yeah, this is how it looks. So it's, I mean, it is massive comparatively, but it could fit if you really had to. And back in the day, the phones that were in use were...
I mean, the tech relatively was just as bulky.
Yeah. Mm. So they started off in that size and rapidly shrunk. But as an interesting point, another interesting point, the position of the contacts has remained about the same.
Oh.
Yes. So like you could have the massive SIM card.
Mm-hmm.
But the contacts are the same. You know, like how modern SIMs, uh-huh. you can switch between...
SIM 1, SIM 2?
No, SIM 1, SIM 2. Like mini and nano.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's the same thing. Same concept. Same concept. Believe it or not.
I'm impressed.
It's incredible how something so simple was. But yeah.
So what's your general take on Apple going eSIM only?
I think it's probably where the industry is heading. I mean, we've gone from...
It takes
from
courage, remember?
We've gone from having a credit card size SIM card to nothing at all. So, you know, it's where the industry will likely be, but I'd say it's too soon. And I say that because... As an example, how many carriers here? Okay, we have three carriers. How many of them offer eSIM support?
Two.
Who and who?
Safaricom. I mean, Safaricom and Airtel.
Airtel offer eSIM support?
Yeah.
Oh, they do?
I believe so, yeah. I think I've seen something like that in my research. If not, I probably saw Airtel India, of which I apologize for.
That's, I will look it up.
Yeah, but I actually think either they just began rolling out eSIM,
mm-hmm.
But yes, I have a hunch.
That is...
They do, right?
India.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. It's still Airtel.
so we stand to be corrected, but locally only Safaricom offer eSIM support, right? So, Safaricom. Let's work with Safaricom. Mainland China has no eSIM support. FYI, and this is China, like 1 billion
humans.
Yes. In the US of A itself, it's not all carriers support eSIM.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's where the industry is going, but it shouldn't be just, you know, it shouldn't just be eSIM. I think that's what I think. And the reason why I say that it might be too soon is because, so as an interesting fact, Apple are not the first ones to do an eSIM-only phone.
Yeah, it was Motorola.
Yeah? Mm. Motorola with the Razr, the foldable Razr, the rusty Razr, not the original Razr.
Actually, I have a correction for you.
Uh-huh.
In the United States, according to Apple site,
mm-hmm.
it has the hugest number of carriers that support eSIM.
True.
So all other countries is either between 1 to 4. them, they have about 15, 20.
True, but it's...
I'm hearing a but coming.
But it's some, not all.
No. This list that I'm looking at right now is all verified. This is United States.
No, what I mean is, in the US, it's not all carriers.
But here's the thing also. Who are the major carriers?
That is true. Hmm. That is true. But that is... I still think it's too soon.
I don't think it's too soon. We said the same about like earbuds, and look at the earbud market right now.
No, fam. You've touched a nerve there.
I know.
You've touched a nerve there. But before we get there, what do you think
about
Apple going eSIM and speak into the microphone, my friend? Otherwise, the guy behind the mic will throw daggers.
Oh, shoes.
What do you think about Apple going eSIM only?
I mean, that's where most of the phones are going currently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's not a new phenomenon,
mm-hmm,
because Motorola was there first.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually we'll all have to change. Also, you will have to change.
No, so back to that sensitive topic, Tony. The reason why the earbuds market exploded is because Apple felt that they can make more money if they charge more for wireless earbuds than for wired earbuds. And like I said, all phone manufacturers do not have a brain. So, you know, collectively, they followed Apple.
Let me put it this way. Mm-hmm. Okay? Well, I think it's a right move.
Mm-hmm.
Removing of the SIM slot, mm-hmm, frees up space.
Mm-hmm.
Space,
mm-hmm,
can go to multiple things.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a battery,
mm-hmm,
enlargement.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a new component,
mm-hmm, a new
that enables
feature,
the phone, mm-hmm, a new hardware feature.
Mm-hmm.
It could go to any number of innovation that could fit into the same space.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a pro that compared to, like, we need to leapfrog. Do you know what I mean? We need to leapfrog. We don't need to stay into the same space. It takes courage, okay? It takes courage.
All right.
Pioneer some of these things.
True. It takes courage to pioneer, but at the same time...
Although, to be honest, they're not pioneering anything. They're just making it massively adoptable by...
No, they're just showing other phone manufacturers that... Hey, Buddha, Apple has done it. Quick.
Copy, paste.
Anyway, I think it's too soon, and I'll tell you why. Look at the USB-C, the all USB-C MacBooks. Yes, it's USB-C is the future, but are you going to cut off the present to get to the future without any connector? You see, I think, at least at this point in time, eSIM isn't as widely supported. And yes, phone makers making eSIM-only phones will speed up adoption. But until then, it's good to have an option.
No, and they do have an option. That's why they didn't roll out all iPhone 14s.
No, but you see, like no, I said...
I know US only, so...
No, that's not it.
Then what is it?
And I keep saying... Phone manufacturers do not have a brain. Simply because this is okay, you see, Apple's reasoning for doing this in the US makes sense. It makes sense. It's not something I agree with, because say someone travels, what then? What do you do?
Maybe you can transfer.
No.
Yeah, you know, you can in the existing phone, you can do up to, I think, 8 eSIMs.
Yes, you can.
With 2 active at the same time.
Yeah.
True.
So if that country, if anyone comes to Kenya, all they have to do is get like the
Safaricom
QR code shop.
True. But you see, this is because we have a carrier, one, that supports eSIM. What if you go to somewhere like, for instance, China, that has zero eSIM carriers? What do you do? Do you buy a new phone?
Get yourself a kabambe.
Yes, mulikamuzi.
So you're telling me to buy a new phone because I don't have that option?
The new phone probably costs the same as the price onboarding of an eSIM, okay?
Fiti, this is how Apple makes more money.
No, they know you won't go buy a a whole new brand new iPhone just to put a SIM card slot in.
If you say so.
The if money so. Is to be made in the future.
If you say so.
Plus, I don't see, like, if anything, it's more environmental friendly to not have SIM cards.
I mean, I get that. And there are also likely benefits to be had because you don't have this...
to manufacture, to distribute.
Not even that. You see, on these streets of Nairobi, you have some enterprising, to use a polite word, individuals who look to raid people's mobile money accounts. And I mean, I can get that from a security perspective. Yeah. That's already one attack vector that's gone. But at this point in time, I feel like it's too soon because it's not widely available. I mean, think about dongle life.
So the same was said about the internet. So the same was said about so many other...
No. You see, this is different.
The car.
This is different.
The car was invented in the same way. The horse was doing perfectly fine. No. People said, we don't need a car. And now look at
different.
Where we are.
This is different. This is different.
I don't know if they said that about the car. I'm speculating the people of the age if they had a podcast.
This is different. This
How
is different.
Different.
Simply because you have an existing system of doing things, right? And I'm not saying this system is the best thing there is because, you know, physical SIMs have their own weaknesses. But at the same time, if you have a large majority, and I say this with 80% certainty, that the vast majority of individuals or networks or whatever not having that provision for eSIM. I say that with you know, like, I stand to be corrected. But if you have this, all of this, and, you know, like, you had the type A storage devices, type A peripherals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden you have no way, zero way to connect your peripheral to your laptop.
No, I have a counter argument to this, right?
Mm-hmm.
So one of your main arguments is that it's too soon because the carriers themselves, for instance, or the users don't have
I'll say carriers.
Right? Carriers especially.
Mm-hmm.
But then here's the thing. Who's building the phone? Not the carriers, right?
Not the carriers.
So which means they'll never innovate in that front or push for innovation in that front. So if it's not broken,
Don't fix it.
Don't fix it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So whomever is building the phone has to spearhead the adoption,
mm-hmm.
right? And then force the market to equalize itself,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And now I think that's what's going to happen.
Mm.
Right.
So the inception, like, I feel like you're attacking it from the wrong inception point, okay? Because carriers, they will never do anything. 5 years from now, they probably won't still massively, like, enroll into the eSIM technology because there are no phones in the market, and which means if there are no phones in the market, there is no user demand to try and use the eSIM, right?
True say, but does that mean that you create demand by stranding everyone?
But you're not.
It will
happen.
You have an option
to not buy the iPhone 14 Pro. Yeah.
True. You do have that option, but it's not so much the fact that it's just the iPhone, right? It's not, that's not the issue here. The issue is that for whatever reason, all phone makers seem to take Apple as the market leader. And yes, Apple is a market leader in certain areas, but the problem is that they'll see what Apple sees or they'll see what Apple is doing and they'll copy that blindly.
No, but here's the flip side of it. It is good for the market. It is good for the market because you're only locking it temporarily before all the other guys catch up. Because trust you me, Techtober, if Samsung has an event, chances are they're going to do their phone without an eSIM. And here's the kicker, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they had Apple report and boom, they went to the boardroom and said, yo, we need to cancel those millions of phones that we have already designed for the last 2 years to try and cut, just to put eSIM out. I highly doubt that's the case. If anything, listen.
Like
we've had this talk before. The phones of next year are already in the pipeline this year, right? Which means like the feature set has already been decided. And these people talk. Like, I'm sure executives at Apple, executives at Samsung, they all have tea sometime, someday, and exchange ideas or try and steal each other's ideas, whichever form it takes, right? So, or maybe they're even trying to create a standard altogether. Mm-hmm. Like Apple is known to be the spearhead in Type-C. They were actually a very like...
Yeah, they were key in the development of Type-C. Yeah,
of Type-C. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure such backroom board meetings do happen, either mm-hmm. to manipulate the market or do whatever it is. And chances are it's manipulate the market.
Conspiracy theories. Ooh, spooky.
But yes, so what I'm trying to say is... Mm-hmm. They might seem like the bad guy right now, mm-hmm. but they're doing this for the betterment of everyone.
There are Samsung phones that actually do eSIM.
Not fully, fully.
This is not an fully. All.
We're talking full, full.
We're talking full. Because it's going to happen.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. And my concern is it'll go the type C way. You see, type C, yes, Apple, hey, we've got this really thin MacBook. Oh, type C. But where has the industry taken us? The first Type C, that first all Type C MacBook was released when? Hold up.
2016, 17, maybe.
Actually, as an interesting thing, the eSIM standard was first Ninid in 2016.
Yeah.
You know what I mean by Ninid.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let's just do a quick search. Meanwhile, Gloria, share your thoughts.
Will you go full eSIM yourself?
Would I go?
Yeah.
I mean, like I said, I have nothing against it. It's just, is the market ready?
You?
I'm game. If you haven't noticed from this conversation.
Tony is I'm game. So game. Okay, so why does Apple use a USB Type-C for the new Mac? Let's do 12-inch MacBook, because that was the first one, right? Was it the 12-inch MacBook?
The tiny one.
Yeah, the tiny one. Hold on.
I think that's 2016.
12-inch MacBook. MacBook.
Haipatikani.
Haipatikani, man. It's not being found. Support.apple.com. Let's see. This 12-inch 2017. So, okay, let's work with...
2015.
Yes.
How
have you found that out so quickly?
Because I'm a better Googler.
Oh,
shots fired.
Anyway, so 2015. And here we are. When were the new MacBooks with the HDMI port released? Last year,
yeah.
So...
Well, to be honest, they've always had a HDMI. But after they cut off, Manji's has a HDMI.
Yes, no. Type-C. So when they all went
Type-C. Until the 2015, because that's the 2015 MacBook. That's 2015. Yeah, that's the last MacBook with HDMI and MagSafe.
So they went all Type-C. And 6 years later, they admit that...
No, they never admitted.
But by the addition of MagSafe... No, the addition of MagSafe, an SD card slot, and HDMI port, at the very least, indicate that... Ooh, we might have got it a bit wrong.
Yeah, we need
because you're the leader or you know the trendsetter in something doesn't mean the rest of the industry will adopt, and that's my big concern. That's all. I have nothing against eSIM, and I am all for innovation, but that is my concern. My concern is that your mother will go pick up a phone and find that she can't use it because no network supports it. That's my concern.
She'll be like, Tony, sasa, napiga simu aje? Can you come show me how to make a phone call?
That's my concern.
My concern
is that carriers will play their funny games of lock-in because, like right now, we only have one local carrier that supports eSIM, and so they might choose to, you know, whatever it is. Like, that's my concern.
No, but that it's is only it. A matter of time before all the other carriers have the same tech.
And I'm fine with it. Like I said, my concern is everyone follows the trend.
But that's what you get wrong with your comparison. Not
hardly
everyone,
a concern.
Not everyone followed the trend of Apple Type-C-ing their whole devices because everyone saw what Apple didn't.
True. But now that's where we come to the 3.5. Everyone saw Apple remove the 3.5. Everyone saw Apple put a notch or whatever. And everyone decided, okay, let's do a notch or a hole on our screen. Let's remove the 3.5. Everyone saw that. And that's my concern.
And we're not regressing.
If you say so.
We are pioneers. We are pushing through the boundaries of tech. Okay.
If you say so. If you say so. But I mean, let's maybe close things off here and just ask. Do you see it happening, one? And two, what are your concerns? Do you have any concerns? Security, practicality, all those.
I see it happening, yes.
In what timelines?
Give it like max 5 years.
Max 5 years before most, because we all know the smaller phones, the Mulikamu users of the world won't go eSIM.
They will not.
They likely won't not. Anyway, so the higher end phones, about yeah, 5 years.
5 years full eSIM.
All right. Concerns?
Our parents will be like, "How am I making a phone call?"
Although to be fair, it's a pretty simple process.
Nothing changes.
It's actually a pretty simple process. Tony, what is your system for provisioning or setting up eSIM on your phone?
You just go. You say you want an eSIM. You just go with your ID. 5 minutes later, you're onboarded.
And some processes actually just involve like a QR code or something.
Yeah, some processes you can do it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see a big hurdle in terms of like people not being able to use it.
What are your timelines?
2 years.
2 years.
Mm. 2 years for major, and I say major again, being the Samsungs and the
Apples.
And the Apples and the LGs.
Mm.
Maybe
LG don't make phones.
Yeah, not anymore. Basically the big ones. But here's a kicker. I don't see people like OnePlus or nothing. going like full eSIM. Just because traditionally they tend to do what not everyone does.
I mean, OnePlus removed 3.5.
Eventually. That's when we all knew OnePlus has gone. When their phones no longer became budget phones.
Yeah, OnePlus lost the battle for its soul, but that's a story for another day.
It's now a 2+. And on that note,
we have to leave it on that note. That's a nice way to end things.
Wow, FTG out.